Good afternoon. My name is Kara Smithfield. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yes, my name is Hui Zhong.
What should I call you?
My English name is Holly, so please call me that.
Could you tell me where you're from?
My hometown is Guangzhou, but now I live in Shanghai.
Can I see your identification, please?
Here it is.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Tell me about the area where you live.
The area I live in is located in the suburbs of quite a big city, but it's a very clean and safe neighborhood.Which has lots of young families and old people.
What do you find most enjoyable about living there?
The thing that I find most enjoyable is that we have a garden and lots of parks and reserves nearby my house, so it's quite an attractive area to live in for that reason.
What is the area where you live famous or well known for?
Well,I wouldn't say that it is particularly famous for anything special, but there is a really popular shopping centre just down the road, which people come to from all over the city. So that's what people who live in my city think of when they think of my suburb.
Tell me about a typical day for you.
On a typical day, like a weekday, I get up at around 7:30 a.m.Have a shower and grab breakfast on the way to university. Then it's lectures all day until about 5 p.m. when I get the train home and help my dad cook dinner. After dinner, I might chat with my friends or watch television. Then I go to bed at around midnight.
Which time of day do you prefer?
I'm not really sure.Probably the late morning, because I think that's when my brain comes to life, just before lunch. I always get a lot done at this time of day.
Do you think you will always prefer this time of day?
Possibly not. Maybe as I get older, I'll learn to love the early mornings like my mum. But somehow I don't think so. It's hard to say, really.
Are there any times of day that you don't like?
Well, yes. I hate mornings. It doesn't seem to matter what time I wake up. I always feel tired, so I really can't stand early mornings. They're a terrible time of day because then you know you have to get up.
Now let's talk about collecting things. Do you or anyone you know collect things?
Let me think. Yes, actually. My grandmother collects tea towels from around the world. Every time someone goes on holiday, they have to bring her one back. I'm not sure why. I think it's just something she started when she was younger, and now it's a habit.
How does she go about collecting these items?
Whenever her friends or family go away,They know they should bring back a tea towel for Grandma, so it's quite easy, really. They just go into the nearest tourist souvenir shop and buy one for her, pack it in their luggage, and bring it home.
How long has she been collecting these items?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think she started when she and my grandfather went on a trip to Europe, and everything was so expensive...that she brought us back tea towels as souvenirs, because they were cheap and easy to bring home. I think she would have been about 45 or something at that stage.
What is the value in collecting things, do you think?
For her, it's a way to feel like she's been travelling to these places. And of course, there is a sentimental value to each tea towel, and the story of how she came to get it. Yes.It's mainly sentimental value, I suppose.
Now I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes. And here's your topic. I'd like you to talk about something naughty that you did when you were a child.
Well, it's hard to remember exactly, but I do recall one time when I suppose I was really quite naughty and disobedient. I was probably about 9 or 10, I think, and because we lived a short distance from school, about 20 minutes walk, my friend and I used to walk to school together every morning. On this morning at school, we were scheduled to have a talk by the local police officer about road safety, including crossing roads, riding bikes, and wearing helmets while on our bikes. It was all very serious, and the policeman arrived in his blue uniform. And to be honest, I think we were all a bit in awe of him, really. This was the last class of the day, and I think he told us some horror stories about traffic accidents to try and scare us into being very careful on the roads. Well, after that, the bell rang and school was finished for the day. And another friend of mine had brought her bike to school and asked me if I wanted to double home with her. Now, our school was on top of a very steep, long road. And for some reason, despite having had the safety lecture just beforehand, we decided it would be a lot of fun if she rode the bike and I doubled on the back, sitting just above the back tire with my legs tucked in on top of the chain. Neither of us had bike helmets. Why we thought this was a good thing to do, I have no idea. So off we went zooming down the steep hill of a one-way street. It was great, lots of fun, until towards the end she hit a stone. And of course I fell off the bike as it wobbled. The whole side of one leg was grazed and bleeding, and I was bruised as well, not to mention very embarrassed, as there were lots of my classmates who had seen me tumble. But that was nothing compared to facing up to school the next day, when the headmistress put an announcement over the PA system that 2 very stupid girls had been very naughty, especially after the kind policeman had taken the time to try to tell us about road safety. I was absolutely mortified and embarrassed, as everybody knew who it was, of course, and I think my friend was banned from riding to school for the rest of the year. As for the impact the accident had on me, I guess after a while, once the embarrassment had worn off, I was actually quite proud of our rebellion, but perhaps a little more cautious on the back of bikes.
Thank you. Did you ever do the same thing again?
No, not as a child, anyway.
Did you often get into trouble as a child?
No, not any more than other children, I suppose.
We've been talking about something naughty you did as a child, And now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of parental discipline. Some people believe that smacking or using any type of physical violence as punishment against a child is wrong. What's your view?
Well, yes, I completely agree that any type of violence should not be used as punishment. There are much better ways to discipline children, and I think that violence sends the wrong message to them, even if it is only a light smack. I think it has been shown that in countries with legislation which prevents the use of smacking as a form of discipline, there have been lower overall rates of child abuse. So that tells us something, doesn't it?
Why do you think some people have difficulty disciplining and controlling their children?
I think there are many reasons for people's struggle to discipline their children, but mainly, I guess, it is related to a lack of consistency and perhaps a lack of awareness on the part of parents as to what to do or how to go about disciplining their children. However, nowadays, there are lots of television shows which focus on good parenting, and they all seem to talk about the importance of good boundaries and consistent consequences for bad behaviour. Maybe some parents are just too easily manipulated by their children.
What are some of the disadvantages of having a strict upbringing?
I think a very strict upbringing can have a few drawbacks. For instance, if you never get the chance to make your own mistakes and learn from them, then I think it's more likely that you might have a midlife crisis or a period later in life when you feel the need to rebel and break the rules, so to speak. Also, I think that if a strict upbringing prevents you from enjoying things in life that your peers are enjoying, then you are left with a feeling of resentment and a sense of missing out.
Now let's talk about children misbehaving. What do you think are some of the reasons why children misbehave?
There are all sorts of reasons. I suppose one of the main ones is that they misbehave in order to get attention. Even though the attention might be negative, that is in the form of a punishment or scolding. Or they might play up in order to impress their friends. Or they might just be hungry or bored, I guess. Another reason that they might misbehave is if they don't know the rules or these haven't been consistently applied, so they don't know where they stand. Those are just a few reasons why children might be naughty.
Do you think it is a good idea to ignore bad behavior or punish it?
In my view, it's better to punish bad behavior in some way, but it depends on what the bad behavior is. For instance, if it's a temper tantrum, then I think it's probably a better idea to ignore it, because then the children don't receive any attention, good or bad, from their behaviour, so will hopefully be less likely to repeat it. On the other hand, I think there are some instances that need punishment, or maybe not punishment, but information about what is acceptable and what's not, depending on the child's age and ability to absorb that information.
Do you think that children nowadays misbehave more or less than they did in the past? Why might this be so?
I think that it's probably about the same. I mean, I know you hear older generations complaining about today's younger generation and how badly they behave. But really, I think it's just that we are more aware of it nowadays. And there are also more pressures and strains on young people today. So it's all relative. Although, I would say that there has been a move away from extended family life in some countries, which has maybe had an effect on the way children are raised, and accordingly, their behaviour.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.